Okay, talking ahead, I think. I'm just sitting here thinking. But wow, so amazing that I'm thinking. No, it's not that I generally don't think, in fact. Some of my friends say I think too much. But do you get what I mean here? Haven't you ever found yourself baffled and fascinated by the fact that you're thinking, that you have a mind, that you feel things, that you're a living, conscious being. I mean, someday it would be a too fantastic idea that there is a God. But isn't it as fantastic of an idea of us? I know some people today won't react much when I say this because they have become so I would say trained to see themselves as a body only. Some biological machinery with some metabolism that sometimes is being considered the very definition of what life is. Certain lumps of matter that reproduce. And so on. But really, just look at yourself right now, from right where you are, and I'm doing the same here. Because here I am within, and looking out through those eyes there, at my body moving around, in a space that I'm connected to through some senses. But here I am inside looking out. And so are you, right? And some may say, well, so what? Out there is where all the action is. Inside is really nothing except, well, me. Now, here I am, me. Talking to you. Trying now to show to you who I am. Inside. And I'm sure, pretty sure, you can identify with that too. Well, as I said, I'm thinking. Sometimes in the form of words as some kind of inner dialogue. Sometimes as images are just very abstract concepts. They even seem to be different levels of thinking. Loud, very conscious, and liminal. And some of my thinking is more subtle. More subliminal. And I have memories. Images there, imprinted in my mind somehow. And not as on a kind of Rolodex or database, but alive. I can remember the people, the places, smells, sounds, and feelings, that's the other one, the other thing going on there in me. And some of them are so strong, and how memory can invoke such a strong feeling. And sometimes I have no idea even what causes the feeling. It's just there and I can't deny it or ignore it, even if I want. Maybe a feeling of hate or a feeling of love or fear or happiness, envy, lust, compassion. All those feelings in there. And then we show all this, of course, visually around our guy. Hmm. And there is intelligence. Sometimes we say this person is intelligent, this person is unintelligent, but we all have intelligence. Those we call animals too. It's just different kinds of intelligence, but you know that from where we just get a good idea sometimes. Shazam, wham. Where did that idea come from? It could be an insight of Einstein, a masterpiece of Mozart during a forest walk. Or simply you and me. All of a sudden finding a solution to a problem. Not even know how it appeared. It's a flash from clear sky, as we say. Not just describing myself here within, and I am sure that goes for you too. And we could continue, I could continue looking deeper and deeper into myself, and the deeper it gets, the more wonderful and mystical and fantastic it gets, I get. You got people like Freud and Jung who just started peeking a little bit deeper there into what they call the unconscious or subconscious, and I would say at least proving that such deeper sub or unconscious levels exist there in us, where things are going on, where it's absolutely not empty. In fact, as Freud said, the dreams we have at night are not just there by chance, but are created from that deeper subliminal level beyond both mental and physical forms. Well, I just wanted to say, because it can just probably go on like this forever, because, well, desires, bubbling up from deep there. We have no idea where they come from. But they can engage us. They grab those feelings and make them go into flames, feeding our thoughts, feeding our intelligence, taking over. Having us mobilize all all the resources we have and get that body out there into action to satisfy those desires. But there, all the way in there, who do we have? It's me, the one talking to you now. And all these things I described, they're going on in my mind. But then here, looking at that mind, I am. The conscious observer. Always there, the same guy. When I'm awake, when I'm dreaming, even if I'm unconscious, what remains there is I am. I am me. You are you. But then there are many of us. How is that? It's fantastic and mystical, magical. To just scrutinize one's own very existence. And all that it's made up of. But then there are many of us like that, fantastic beings. So, you know, the question or the doubt that the subject of God or concept of God is too fantastic. Well, we got the fantastic here already. It's a given because it's us and we do exist, don't we? And for those scientific ones out there, we don't even need to try to understand by scientific exploration what the self is. You may have your idea and I have mine, but we simply need to accept the fact, the first and most empirically verifiable, in fact, self-evident fact there is, that I exist and you exist. the way I just described us. I'm even so confident that I dare speak for all of us. This is going on inside all of us. And that's why, you see, the wise people, the wisest people that have ever visited this world tell us and show us and help us to see that life and reality is not as much what is going on out there, around and outside our body. But what's going on in here? Because, listen carefully now, kids. Even when we are completely into something out there, all that makes those events into events at all, what to speak of meaningful events, is in terms of how we experience them here on the inside. Even now when I'm talking to you, I'm sitting inside here and you are sitting inside there. And when you hear my voice and look at this screen, it's all about what you think and feel about this. you got your intelligence working there now. And it's all going on here and inside. Well, these were some thoughts that just struck me today. And I'm just saying, wow, this life is quite amazing. Well, right now, I think many of us feel the urgency to make that outside world that we share with each other a bit nicer for everyone, don't you think? We need to clean it up quite a bit. First of all, by stopping to mess it up. But even all that which messes it up is going on here on the inside, in our minds. And then we act on that, and well, things turn out the way they do. So we can, in fact, change this world. By simply changing ourselves. And if you think I'm now just ending this on a nice sentimental note. That is supposed to make your chest swell. Put some Hollywood music here. And now, or then listen. It's simple. You learn to become happy and satisfied with what you need. Kicking out all that unnecessary greed. Show this all by illustration, and we have someone doing just that, becoming happy and satisfied. Well, then that's contagious. Now we all know what a pandemic is, an epidemic. Well, if bad things can spread like that, then good things too can so too. And if you think, no, only useless bad stuff can go viral. Nobody wants the truth and facts and reality and all of that boring stuff. Well, you get what you think, as they say, or do they?